This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakia's prime minister was in life-threatening condition after being shot on Wednesday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, "A physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions," she says. "Please, let's stop it." Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from some parts of the country's northeast and were battling Russian troops in other areas. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky postponed all his upcoming foreign trips, underscoring the seriousness of the threat his soldiers are facing. Against that grim backdrop, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sought to reassure the ally of continuing American support. He announced a $2 billion arms deal on Wednesday. Most of the money comes from a package approved this month. The top diplomat is in Ukraine. As Russian troops press a new offensive in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. A member of Ukrainian parliament said on Wednesday the shortage of ammunition was the main reason Russian troops were able to make the unexpectedly fast advance in their latest offensive. The advance could draw some of Kyiv's depleted forces away from the east, where Russia has been slowly advancing.